Bragg followed shortly thereafter. They didn't move on the same track. Bragg was actually moving on a line of march about 100 miles west of Kirby Smith's, but Bragg followed through Tennessee and eventually entered Kentucky. With two rebel armies in Kentucky, Don Carlos Buell did what Bragg had hoped he would do. He left a garrison at Nashville and set out with the bulk of his army after Bragg. On September 17th, Bragg captured a small federal force at Munfordville, Kentucky. That was a town on the Louisville and Nashville Railroad. He thought that he was in precisely the position that he wanted to be in. He was going to force Don Carlos Buell now, whose line of communications to Louisville had been cut, to come after him. There had been quite an almost farcical episode at Munfordville when the Confederates surrounded the place. The Union commander was a man named Wilder, who was not a professional soldier and was really quite beside himself as to what he should do. The Confederates came up in manifestly more strength than Wilder had, and they said, "We want you to surrender." Wilder, under a flag of truce, parlayed with the Confederates in effect and said, "Well, I'm not sure whether I should surrender. I'm not sure what the circumstances are." And he, in effect, asked the Confederates if he should surrender. And the Confederates responded. In this case, it was Simon Bolivar Buckner. He said, "Well, I don't know how many men you have. I don't know what your position looks like. I can't tell you whether you should surrender." And Wilder said, "Well, this is how many men I have. And this is what my position is. Now, do you think I should surrender?" And they said, "Yes." And so he did. And Munfordville fell, and there is Braxton Bragg controlling this position on the Louisville and Nashville Railroad. He expected Buell to come and attack him. He underestimated Buell's capacity for lethargy. The thing that Buell was best at, really, was not doing anything, and that's what he did here. He sat and he waited, and Bragg waited, and Buell waited. People came up to reinforce Buell from the south. He eventually had nearly 50,000 men. Bragg became impatient. He ran out of food in the area, and he left. He left the line of the L&N and drew his army eastward into the lush bluegrass region, where food and fodder were plentiful to feed his men and his animals. Buell then simply moved on to Louisville. So Bragg had done what he wanted to do, but then he hadn't waited and forced the issue. He'd moved out of the way. Buell had gone on to Louisville. Now that Buell had committed himself to Kentucky, however, Bragg hoped that the troops he left behind under Earl Van Dorn and Sterling Price would be able to march out of northern Mississippi and recapture Nashville. He thought, Bragg did, "I've drawn the major Union force with me. They're out of the way. Now maybe my compatriots back in northern Mississippi will be able to liberate Nashville and parts of Middle Tennessee." A political dimension entered the campaign at this point in early October. On the second day of the month, Bragg decided to go to Frankfort, the capital of Kentucky, which Kirby Smith had captured, and where the Confederates planned to inaugurate a secessionist governor. They're continuing this charade that Kentucky's really a Confederate state. There's a star in the Confederate flag for Kentucky. Let's go over and officially inaugurate a Confederate governor in the capital of the state. So he heads over to do that. Meanwhile, back in Mississippi, there's a battle at Corinth, another battle at Corinth on the 3rd and 4th of October. Earl Van Dorn and Sterling Price fight a bloody contest there against a federal force that they cannot defeat. It's a Union victory in the Battle of Corinth, which means that Braxton Bragg's hope that something would happen at Nashville is not going to come to fruition. That part of the campaign is over. Those Confederate troops are going to remain far away from the scene of principal action in that campaign. But still, if we look at the Confederate campaign into Kentucky down to that point, down to the point of the Battle of Corinth, it would have to be reckoned a success. Bragg and Kirby Smith had captured 8,000 Federals. They had drawn another 50,000 out of Tennessee, and they were menacing Louisville and perhaps even Cincinnati. No one knew where they were going to go. They were getting close to the Ohio River, and they could have moved in any one of a number of directions.